Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and on today's program, I'm going to share the audio version of a program in which I participated with the Shift Network. It was an online program, the Global Qigong Summit. I was one of many participants that contributed to the overall summit. So, of course, it's taken place. So the announcements made in the excerpt might be a little bit dated, but the good news is that everything is still available. And at the end of this excerpt, I'll let you know where you can go to connect with the whole summit, or if you wanted to see a replay of this presentation on video. And that might be useful because I do offer an actual demonstration in the video itself. So you can wait for that. You can also go to the archive page and find some information there about how to make that connection. And you'll be able to email me if you would like to have the material that I offered in the presentation. It's absolutely free. Just send me an email and I can send the details to you. Write to qigongselfcare@gmail.com. qigongselfcare@gmail.com. And I'll be happy to send you that handout. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
And it all comes down.
That was Gypsy by Fleetwood Mac. Our opening theme is Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark. And you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. And this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.live. And coming up, the audio version of Tao Qigong Life, my presentation at the Shift Network Global Qigong Summit. The interviewer is Sharon Smith, an amazing Qigong teacher in her own right.
Welcome, everyone. We are happy and grateful that you're joining us today. Our special guest is Catherine Davis. Catherine has 30 years of experience as a Qigong teacher and facilitator of meditation and energy healing systems. She offers training and certification in a number of Qigong forms, and she is the host and producer of Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium, and the author of the forthcoming book, Harness the Natural Rhythms of Life. It's always such a pleasure to have these conversations with you, Catherine. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy it myself. It's really wonderful to be able to have the conversation, but also feel that this conversation is expanded to the people who come into this summit. So that's really wonderful.
It is, isn't it? So although many cultures use similar principles in their traditional medicine and their healing work, Taoism is at the root of most Qigong that is practiced in today's world. What is the essential power within Taoist philosophy that makes it so relevant and beneficial in these times of uncertainty, transformation, and what some people experience as chaos?
Yeah, definitely. So Taoism is a very ancient practice. It's thousands and thousands of years old, and it started as a shamanic practice. Now, you notice nowadays a lot of people are running off to the rainforest to try to find the shaman that's going to help them get in connection with their inner being. Well, Taoism has that power, and it flows through the whole practice of the traditional Chinese healing traditions. And that's Qigong, it's traditional Chinese medicine. It flows through the politics, or at least the earlier politics. It flows through the family and the lifestyle, relationships. But it's a way of understanding reality as a unified existence. And by following the path of Taoism, it helps us get back in touch with our own roots through that tradition to understand who we are in relationship to the earth, the cosmos, to each other, and to the relationship of change. And, you know, when you look at the yin yang symbol, you know, you see the two teardrops with a circle in the middle. Well, those teardrops are not static, they're moving. So you're always moving through a sine wave. There's going to be peaks and there's going to be valleys. And that's just a natural part of life. It's a natural part of how the cosmos works. And when we can come to terms with that, we can begin to not resist that transformation that occurs and begin to flow with it. Understanding what the peaks mean, what opportunities are there, and understanding what the valleys mean and what opportunities are there. And I think we live in a society that is kind of hell-bent on the immediate response. They want immediate response. They want permanent success. And sometimes when we resist those changes and force ourselves into some kind of mechanistic way of living, we lose touch with who we are as human beings, and we lose touch with our relationship to the earth, to the cosmos, and to all the systems of life. So I feel that by beginning to understand that natural rhythm, we can be so much more self-accepting and self-loving without the judgment, because the natural rhythm is part of being alive, and we can start to flow in harmony with that. And that's the real power for me in Taoism. You don't have to know it all. You don't have to know the whole Tao Te Ching, but to just understand that life has that rhythm. And when we can communicate with it and allow it to communicate with us, we can live our lives with much more contentment and satisfaction and self-love.
Wow, there were so many gems of wisdom that you just expressed to us. And one of them that really stood out for me was that there can be opportunities not only in the peaks, but in the valleys. And I think that you're right. Our culture is so focused on one aspect of that yin-yang balance, which has created imbalance, because when those valleys happen, there is some kind of opportunity. And a lot of people just want to get out of it instead of aligning with it and going with it. And that was just really, really a wise understanding there. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. And the truth is, if we're paying attention, we don't get to fall into those sinkholes. We're watching the signs and we make adjustments, and then we begin to move and flow rather than constantly resisting and sinking deeper into a black hole.
Yeah. And I think when you do practice Qigong or Tai Chi, or have a Taoist approach to life, then even when you do go into a lower space, the level of that low space is not as deep. You know, you don't feel like you're falling into a black hole. You feel like you're just riding a wave.
That is so, so true. And the other part of it is that our culture is obsessed with the light, I feel. And it's a beautiful thing to be in the light, you know, to have that sun energy, that yang energy, and to perceive of the light in that way. But we make the mistake of perceiving one as the right way and the other as the wrong way. So when we're looking at both facets of the practice of the yin, the yang, the light, and the dark, it's about being yang is out in the world and yin is internal. So it's about going into your internal space, communicating with the wisdom that's within you, and communicating with the wisdom of earth and cosmos, which in many ways you could think of as the dark.
Very true. So, you know, many Qigong practitioners embrace Qigong as a kind of a lifestyle. And it's a very interesting thing that happens to people when they get involved in Qigong practice. And I'm wondering if you could share with us your understanding of how exercises that combine breathing and various types of movement can lead people to a larger understanding of their place in the flow of life. How does that happen?
I think it happens on several different levels. You know, first is just a physiological level of the deep breathing and the gentle movements. And what it does is it calms the nervous system. It deepens our capacity to breathe. And when we're breathing deeper, it regulates the circulatory system. And the movements help to cleanse the lymph. So there's a lot of physiological benefits to doing these practices. And that's a really important thing. And that's kind of what brings people to it. But it also begins to entrain your whole system to be able to be more connected to what is life-giving. So we live our lives very often under such a tremendous amount of stress. And the Qigong practice, or the Tai Chi practice, the Taoist practices, takes us out of the immediacy of the situation of stress and immediately takes us into a more fluid response to it. And it's a lot like martial arts. I don't do martial arts, but a lot of the martial arts and some of the Qigongs are patterned after that. You don't go move into a blow. You move out of the way of a blow and let it pass you. And so you begin to engage with your relationships and your experiences in this way, that if something is coming to you that's stressful or potentially harmful, you don't have to move forward and start fighting with it. You can just let it pass you by. And as that happens, you're able to maintain your own inner equilibrium. And that way that your nervous system stays calm. And then you get into the habit of having a calm nervous system and being able to go into the silence without necessarily responding verbally and really let something settle in. What does this mean? And you begin to open yourself up so that you're not feeling attacked and then projecting. You're like, well, is the universe telling me something through this person? Is there a lesson in this experience? Should I retreat from this path and take another path? You know, so you begin to notice that the practices seep into your behavior and seep into your thinking, so that everything becomes sort of the art of living that practice. You don't have to be doing a movement to be able to have a conversation with a person on the street and let it be like the parring of Tai Chi or martial arts or Qigong, and understand that there's a deeper connection and deeper communication. And even if you're working with someone or talking with someone, you know they're in distress, you can elevate your vibration. And when we're elevating our vibration internally, nobody has to even know we're doing it, that energy rises above and creates a field around us. And then that field begins to calm the people around us. So it gives us an impact that's kind of silent, but very powerful, that it radiates from our person into the field around us, into the people around us, and everybody comes down a notch or two. And then you can begin to engage in a way that's more relaxed and more friendly. And when you're doing that, we're not taking things personally. So if somebody's very, very agitated, we could understand that agitation is a state the person is in. It actually has nothing to do with me. So how can I interact with that person that's going to bring this situation into balance? Just like we bring our body into balance, we bring our situations and our relationships into balance. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but that's what came up for me.
Well, I just, you know, I was fascinated by your answer. And I think it does answer the question, because it shows how a practice that you can do, because actually one of the definitions of Qigong is the exchange of qi, or energetic exchange. When you really understand what that is, then you can live your life according to that principle, to realize that there is always going to be an energetic exchange. What kind of energy are you bringing to the situation, and what kind of energy are you participating in without awareness? So, you know, actually, you can begin to see how Qigong can provide a different context through which we can actually transform how we experience reality. That's powerful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's not just with other people, it works with ourselves. I mean, we could have ruminating thoughts. We could be thinking about the past, some brokenhearted thing or some mourning or something that we were dissatisfied with. And those thoughts create an energy. And that energy begins to clog the mind, clog the body, and it takes our whole system down. And the Qigong practice takes it in the other direction. So you're moving the energy of earth and cosmos, you're circulating it through your body, and all of that congestion starts to just flow away from you. So that by the end of your practice, your body is back into balance. So you don't have to fight with the thoughts. It's through the breathing and the moving and the harmony that you're creating within yourself that just dissolves a lot of that, of the emotions and the thoughts that are toxic and be harmful.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think maybe about 20 years into my Qigong practice, I realized that I would never be lonely because I have a Qigong practice and I can experience connection with the universe on a daily basis. And, you know, I know that you understand this because you talk a lot about cosmic connections, but how and why is life more fun when we know that we're intimately connected to the universe, to the cosmos, and the real truth of that? How is it more fun?
It's more fun because you don't ever have to care what anybody thinks or does, and that really relieves a lot. and so, you know, so you're not communicating in a feedback loop. So a lot of times we look out at other people, what they say, what they do, what's in their eyes, and we take that in as some kind of a reflection of whom we are and how we're being accepted into the world. So it shifts the focus inward so that you're understanding yourself to be an earthling, just like a tree growing out of the earth, being nourished and fed by the earth unconditionally. And you understand yourself to literally have a cosmic mind. You know, you have this expansiveness within you, and when you're communicating and allowing that wisdom to flow through you, it becomes a really it fosters contentment. I would say joy, and joy comes and goes, but even when things are wrong, you're still content. You're like, you know, whatever's going on, my roof's not caving in, you know, I'm breathing sunshine. And you just feel like the leaf that's shimmering on a tree, you know, just hanging out there, feeling the wind and being fed unconditionally by the tree. You know, so it just puts you in a space of where there's an opportunity to have real joy and happiness, depending on how you are able to navigate your life. But it just arises, like the chi rises, the sense of contentment and joy comes from within. And it starts to permeate through your body and through your system, through your emotions. Uh-huh. That's how it works for me.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be great if more people could experience that?
I think it would
change everything.
The world. It would change everything. It would change the world, which is why it's so important, you know, what this is happening here, you know, with the Qigong Global Summit. You know, people are able to get so many different perspectives and find the right one for them and begin to take those first steps, you know, so that's the beauty of it. Yeah. And people can really make a difference. We don't have to be fighting each other on social media. We can be spending our time more constructively by doing some of these practices.
Definitely. So, how how does Qigong make it possible for someone to feel younger and more alive at, say, the age of 66 than they did at 33?
Yeah, because, well, there's just a beauty in aging and in maturing. And I think that there's just a natural tendency to become more independent of outside forces. And so when you're doing it with Qigong and with these practices, you actually are building the core strength to be independent. You're building the strength in your body systems to remain healthy. And you're dissolving all of these ancient wounds and blocks, all the childhood issues and the old relationship issues and the school traumas. They, just like the blocks in your nervous system begin to dissolve, all of these other blocks begin to dissolve. And so that your countenance, your sense of self, becomes younger and younger and younger. And you begin to feel playful, and you begin to feel like a little kid again in many ways. And the Qigong practice is very much like playing in the sandbox. You know, you can move around, you can breathe, you can wiggle, you can shake, you can do all these things that you'll see little kids doing, spinning around, jumping. So you just become a lot more playful. And your system is so much more robust that you actually can move around and do things and climb stairs or climb mountains and go for long walks. So you just become more physically robust, and you begin to shed all the old pains so that you're in many ways liberated. You're not carrying this backpack of burdens that age us. And I can remember when I was in my 30s, I was extremely depressed. I was very unhappy. I was very dissatisfied with myself, with my life. I mean, I had things going on that were wonderful, but I didn't know how to navigate life very well when I was in my 30s. And I took on so many burdens and carried so many burdens and felt like I had to save the world and save myself. And then after a while, you realize that the universe can take care of itself. You just have to be in harmony with it. You don't have to push it along. And to me, that's the fountain of youth. I happen to be 66. So I understand how much younger I am now than I was when I was in my 20s and my 30s.
Me too. Definitely. You know, I feel like I'm younger and healthier now than I was when I was a young person. And I really do attribute that to the Qigong practice, and not just the physical results from the practice, which are certainly wonderful. It doesn't diminish that, but from this acceptance of flowing along with the Tao, you know, it just, to understand that is such a big gift. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. I know that our audience would love to do a practice with you. So if you could share a practice with us, it would be wonderful.
I would love to. And because I'm focusing on Tao, you know, and to me, it brings us into a deeper inner understanding. And so the work that I do is based on three words, Kun, Li, Sheng. And Kun is the law of love, Li is the law of light, and Sheng is the law of movement. So it's about really connecting with these forces within ourselves. And one of the practices that I really enjoy sharing and doing for myself, it's called Qi Permeating Technique. So I'm just going to show you a little page that you'll be able to read through with me about this particular technique. And Qi Permeating Technique utilizes the movement of the arms to assist in leading the chi throughout the body. The goal is to achieve a harmonious relationship between the mind, the body, and chi. The intent is to channel the pure essence of the universe into your body through the Baihui point, and that's at the top of the head, and to drain out impurities from the body. Qi permeating technique can be done while standing, sitting, or laying down. And this technique is capable of smoothing out the channels in your entire body. And just as a note for you, while participating in this practice, your sensations of qi may be heightened. You may feel a warm or heat sensation. Some might feel a cool sensation. And sensations such as tingling, slight sweating, or qi movements occasionally can be heightened. And it's also totally normal to feel little sensations in the beginning or nothing at all. So I'm going to go to another image so you'll be able to see this with me. And this technique is done in three paths. And the idea is that you imagine the pure essence of the universe is filling your body and using your mind to guide the qi down. And then we expel the stress and tension 3 feet into the ground. So at the bottom of our feet, the Yongxuan point is also called the bubbling well. And we extend our qi into the earth at least 3 feet. And there, this bubbling well of qi takes all of our pathogens and disturbances, breaks them up, and then washes it away, and it helps to, and it just recycles that energy. So there's no harm to the earth, and we can just release it. So the front path, we lead the qi down from your Baihui, divide it into two flows or two paths past the ears. We meet at the throat. And then continuing down, we divide again and bring it to the collarbones, down through the nipples, and then we meet at the navel. And we continue down to your lower dantian and down to the huiyin point, that's the bottom of your torso, divide into two flows, down the inside of your legs and through the Yongxuan point, that's the bubbling well, and we send the qi 3 feet into the earth. And once we've made that path, we just dump all of our troubles into it and allow it to dissipate. So the middle path, I'm just going to give the direction. You go down from the Baihui in a single flow through your head, down the middle of your body, through the organs and lower dantian, directly to the huiyin point. Then we go into two flows and send it through the bone marrow of your legs to the Yongxuan point, 3 feet into the earth, and we release our toxins. And the back path is we lead from the Baihui and guide the qi down the back of your head and neck, down along the spine until you reach the Mingmen point. And that's in the back between your kidneys. We separate into two flows towards our hip, the Huan Tao points, and then continue down the legs through to the Yongxuan point and out into the earth, into the bubbling well. So I'm going to stop sharing and I'm going to stand back and allow you to do this practice. So the front path, we We open our arms to gather the chi. Wade it through the Bai Hui. Send it down the sides, along the ears, and down towards the throat. And then open up to the collarbone. Move down through the nipples, bringing the chi to the navel. And we pull it all the way down to the bottom of the torso, and then separating the chi out a bit, but sending it primarily down to the inner side of our legs. Send the chi under to the yang shuang. And then just send your chi 3 feet into the earth. And just take a few moments to send in your angst and anxiety, allowing it to flow into the earth. Any pains or troubles, thoughts or feelings, just allow it to flush away out of your body into the earth. Breathe a few relaxing breaths. And now we're going to do the middle path. We collect our chi. Bathe into the Bai Hui. And we bathe down the center of our body. And we're taking it through the navel, the lower dantian to the huiyan at the bottom of the torso. And then we pull it out to the center of our legs and send the chi down to the bone marrow. The legs are large bones and they produce most of the bone marrow. So we're cleansing the immune system as we send the chi down 3 feet into the earth, into the bubbling well. And then just release all your tension and your toxins into the earth. Any aggravations, aches and pains. Any old thoughts and worries. Just dump it into the flow of chi into the earth. Take a few breaths as you release. And the third pass, again, we gather our chi. Feed through the Bai Hui. And this time we send it down the back and allow it to flow through the whole spine. And we focus again of the chi coming to the Ming Men point. And it's about here between the kidneys. Our hands are moving down the front as we guide it down the back. And when you reach the Huiyan point, the bottom of your torso, we send the chi out to the hip. And the point is on the side where the bone is of the hip, slightly back in the soft tissue of your buttocks. And then send it down to your legs, focusing on the outer parts of your legs, bringing it into the feet, to the Yongxuan, and send your qi deep into the earth for 3 feet. And just allow all of your toxins to flow out with that qi. Let it go. Of all the disturbances. And as you deposit your worries and concerns into that flow, the earth breaks it all apart and recycles so that your energy remains clear and clean. And in this exercising, we're working with the earth and also the cosmic energy. So let's do one more. Scooping up the healing energies of the earth, reaching high into the celestial realm and the cosmic qi. And this time we want to bring the purified energy through, radiant light. Allowing it to fill your whole body. But this time, let's rest our hands over the lower dantian, putting one hand and the other on top. It doesn't matter which. You could be traditional or go according to how your body feels. And with your awareness, gather all of the pristine healing qi into your lower dantian, where it can be stored and used, circulated throughout the remainder of the day. And it's always good to finish an exercise by shaking out a bit, loosening up your body, and also tapping into the body. Just, you could tap randomly or just follow the lines of your body. And we do, when we do this tapping of the body, it helps to move the lymph to keep the healing moving around, but it also fluffs out your guardian qi so that your field is radiant around you and will protect you from things going on in the outer world that you would prefer not to encounter so directly.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed that. It's amazing how something so simple can have such an effect, and just even for a short period of time.
Yeah, and I may have been a little bit conscious of time. I could spend an hour doing that.
Sure.
And doing repetitions of the various movements. So hopefully, you know, people will be able to see the chart. And if people would like to have the chart, I'd be more than happy to send it to people.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
That explains it.
Great. So do you have any classes or online events coming up anytime soon?
I do. In fact, I have some ongoing classes. I do a Tuesday evening class on Qigong self-care, where we learn these techniques, like the one I've described today. Tuesday morning is just a regular practice session with the techniques that we've learned. And I do that from here, my home studio. And then on Thursday morning, I do a class on like an introductory level class on Qigong, where I guide people through practices so that they can just not worry about learning it, but just enjoy doing it.
Uh-huh. That's
so
wonderful.
Those are the three classes that I have.
Wonderful. And how can people get in touch with you? If you can give us your website or your email address.
Yeah, I have a website that people can go to and, you know, put in their name, and I'll send them all the information. And it's Dao Qigong Life. And that's DaoQigongLife.com, DaoQigongLife.com. My email is QigongSelfCare@gmail.com, QigongSelfCare@gmail.com. And you can find out all about these opportunities. I do, my class series are 6 weeks, and then I do a free intro. So I'll have a free intro coming up in March that people can come and enjoy the full class.
Wonderful. So I'd just like to take this opportunity to remind our audience that you can click on the screen to purchase premium access to the summit, which includes unlimited access to all these wonderful summit sessions, transcripts, and some bonuses. So thank you so much, Catherine Davis. Much gratitude to you for such a wonderful session. And thanks to all of you out there in the Shift Network audience for listening. And I will see you soon.
I write your name
on my school desk.
I write your name.
That was Peace by Sweet Honey in the Rock. And if you want to find out more about today's program and view a replay of the video, You can go to daoqiganglife.com, daoqiganglife.com. And you'll find all the links there as well. And to find out about all the teachers who participated in the summit, you would go to QigongGlobalSummit.com, QigongGlobalSummit.com. And if you would like to have the handout of the Qigong exercise, drop me an email at QigongSelfCare@gmail.com. QigongSelfCare@gmail.com. I've been Catherine Davis, and this is Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. And we're going to close out with another piece of music.
Mighty Love by the Spinners.
What you make.